We were warned. Long before the NAFTA agreement was signed, environmentalists told us we were signing away our natural resources, but we didn't listen. And so now we're being sued for a whole lot of money because one of our provinces had the guts to say no to water exports. The problem is that NAFTA allows water to be regarded as a product to be sold or traded between countries. NAFTA states that if any level of government interferes with a company's ability to make a profit by trying to protect those goods, then the federal government can be sued. What's really scary about this is that the company doesn't have to invest a cent in order to file suit. They just need to show that they had intended to do business. Under the terms of NAFTA, it's unlikely that the company will lose. The only thing that really needs to be decided is exactly how much the Canadian government will have to fork over. Once that happens, the floodgates will literally be opened. See, according to NAFTA, once you agree to sell a certain amount of water, you have to maintain the same volume. Not only that, but if one province exports water, then an investor can demand the right to export water from any other province as well. This isn't just Canadian water that's at risk. The trade deal goes both ways. A Canadian company has already struck a deal with the town of Sitka, Alaska, to export its water to China. So if a Canadian company decides that it wants to export U.S. water from any other state, then they're entitled. This whole thing seems crazy enough until you look at the big picture, and then it seems downright dangerous. By making our water a commodity, we're putting ourselves in a very risky situation. Thanks to climate change, increasing population, and pollution, there's a growing world water shortage. According to the World Bank, by 2025, it's estimated that 2/3 of the world won't have enough water for daily use. So where will that leave us? Water is the very substance of life. It's time we started looking at protecting the basic water requirements of the world's population and stopped selling it off to the highest bidder.